Every other week, Cassidy Lindmeyer carpools with her friend Lisa to their OBGYN in Indianapolis.
Too late to turn left.
When I call, they're sitting in traffic.
You just came from your appointment?
Yep.
How long is this drive?
And for us, from Seymour, it's about an hour. With traffic, it's about an hour and 20 minutes.
They drive this far because they can't find a doctor nearby that will prescribe addiction medicine and take Medicaid.
Like, there's doctors in Seymour, and they're like, cash only. This is Lisa. That shouldn't be the case. If you're trying to help yourself, then they should help you help yourself.
They drive far for a medication called buprenorphine. It curbs cravings. Cassidy says combined with therapy, it's helped her stop using, hold down a job, take care of her kids.
As long as it's taken the way it's supposed to be taken and treated the way it's supposed to be treated, it's an amazing thing.
But when Cassidy got pregnant, it got even harder to find a provider who would treat her.
I've never went through so much hassle to, you know, get something that I need that my doctor agrees that I need, you know.
She had been going to a doctor in Bloomington, about an hour away. He prescribed her buprenorphine. Then Cassidy got pregnant. She told her doctor. And he gave her a 2-week supply of Subutex. It's a version of buprenorphine for pregnancy. And he told Cassidy, since he's not an obstetrician,
He said, I'm going to have to discharge you. You're going to have to find a new doctor.
Can you do that? Drop your patient when they get pregnant? What if Cassidy had run out? It only takes hours for withdrawal symptoms to set in. She might have relapsed and exposed her baby to infection or overdosed. Luckily, Cassidy found an OBGYN in Indianapolis who will prescribe her buprenorphine.
If I had my way, whatever doctors were taking care of them before would continue to take care of them.
Dr. Tara Benjamin runs the clinic in Indianapolis where Cassidy will deliver her baby. Dr. Benjamin says a few years ago, more and more patients started showing up addicted to prescription pain pills and heroin.
What happened was, is we started getting patients coming into us saying, I was on Subutex and my doctor cut me off and I don't know what to do.
Dr. Benjamin is the only OBGYN in Indiana who will treat up to 100 patients with addiction. Most physicians limit it to 30, but she manages the load, linking patients with a social worker, therapy, transportation to the clinic. And she says, no, you can't just stop prescribing once they're pregnant. At the very least, you're supposed to provide care for 6 weeks.
Like, stopping it is the worst thing you could do.
Here's the point that Cassidy's former doctor seemed to miss. You don't need to be an obstetrician to prescribe buprenorphine to pregnant women. You do need a waiver to prescribe it, but he had it. Any doctor with this waiver can write for these women. So why don't they?
A lot of physicians become fearful in that situation because they're not fully educated or they don't understand how these patients should be managed.
Dr. Lewis Baxter helped shape national guidelines for how buprenorphine should be prescribed. He says as long as their patient has an OBGYN that's aware they're taking Subutex, they can keep prescribing.
The fear that some prescribers have is really unfounded. There is very little risk.
In total, Cassidy went to 3 doctors before she found Dr. Benjamin's clinic in Indianapolis. The first fired her, the second refused to treat her, and the third didn't prescribe buprenorphine.
But at the same time, you know, like, I got to hear her heartbeat today, so I know she's okay, and I got to see her a few days ago, and everything's fine, but, I mean, I just hate for that to happen to anybody else.
She's thankful she had enough of a supply to fill in the gaps. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Emily Foreman.